This is Akashvani. The news read by Prashant Kumar Sinha. A voter turnout of 62.36% has been recorded in the seventh and final phase of Lok Sabha elections for which polling was conducted yesterday. In this phase, the polling was held in 57 parliamentary constituencies spread over seven states and one union territory. These include 13 seats each in Uttar Pradesh and Punjab, 9 in West Bengal, 8 in Bihar, 6 in Odisha, 4 in Himachal Pradesh, 3 in Jharkhand and 1 parliamentary constituency in Chandigarh. In Bihar, 51.92% voter turnout was recorded, while Chandigarh registered 67.90%, Himachal Pradesh 70.05% and Jharkhand 70.66% voting. In Punjab, 61.32% of polling was recorded, while in Uttar Pradesh it was 55.59% and West Bengal registered 73.79% turnout. In Odisha, the voter turnout remained at 70.67%, where simultaneous polling was also held for the remaining 42 assembly seats. In addition, assembly by-elections for six constituencies in Himachal Pradesh and one seat each in Bihar, Uttar Pradesh and West Bengal was also conducted yesterday. The Election Commission, in a statement, said polling across the country was held smoothly and peacefully across seven phases. The commission, led by Chief Election Commissioner Rajiv Kumar, along with Election Commissioners Gyanesh Kumar and Dr. Sukhbir Singh Sandhu, kept a close watch on every aspect of the poll process during the seven-phase general elections. It said stringent security measures were in place, creating a conducive environment for voters to cast their vote without fear or intimidation. The counting of votes for Lok Sabha elections 2024 and state legislative assemblies of Andhra Pradesh and Odisha and by-elections to assembly constituencies will be held on Tuesday, starting 8 a.m. onwards. The counting of votes for assembly elections of Sikkim and Arunachal Pradesh begins from 6 a.m. today. Chief Election Commissioner Rajiv Kumar, along with Election Commissioners Gyanesh Kumar and Dr. Sukhbir Singh Sandhu, have reviewed the counting day preparations with all Chief Electoral Officers and Returning Officers. Arunachal Pradesh has 60 assembly seats, out of which BJP has already won 10 seats uncontested. Polling was held for 50 seats and 133 candidates were in the fray. In Sikkim, as many as 146 candidates, including 138 candidates of different political parties and 8 independents, are contesting for the 32 seats of the State Assembly. The Election Commission of India, ECI, has provided central forces to prevent any post-poll violence based on assessment provided by the states and central observers. Sources said Andhra Pradesh and West Bengal have been provided with security forces for 15 days after counting days. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that he is confident that the people have voted in record numbers to re-elect the NDA government. In a thread of social media posts today, Mr. Modi said, "People have seen our track record and the manner in which our work has brought about a qualitative change in the lives of the poor, marginalized and downtrodden." Meanwhile, the opposition India bloc yesterday held a meeting in New Delhi and expressed confidence that they will win over 295 Lok Sabha seats. In Assam, the flood situation has deteriorated further, affecting more than 6 lakh people across 10 districts. In the past 24 hours, 3 people have lost their lives, bringing the total number of deaths caused by the flood to 11. A total of 597 villages in 25 revenue circles have been affected. Moving on to sports, India registered a comprehensive 60-run victory over Bangladesh in their one-off warm-up match of the ICC Men's T20 World Cup 2024 at the Nassau County International Cricket Stadium at New York last night. Electing to bat first, India posed a challenging 182 for 5 in 20 overs. And that is the end of this news bulletin.